As we come into our sitting, let's take some time to really ground in the body, bringing kindness and care to ourselves. Bringing those intentions to be kind, even as we practice being in the present moment. Can we meet this moment fully? Can we meet it as a friend? Setting those intentions. And taking some time to really feel contact with the earth through feet and legs and bottom and hands. And cultivating a nice, upright, dignified posture through the torso, head and neck. Letting eyes be soft. And soften too through the face and shoulders down to the fingertips. And feeling into the breathing as you're ready, allowing, if you will, for a few nice full breaths to really connect with breathing. And for this practice, as you let the breathing settle, you may find for this practice that it's helpful, informative to feel the breath in the whole of the body. So we have the body with the breathing. And this is home. And we ground here in these opening moments. And just let all the other experiences come and go in awareness. As we practice with breath and body as a whole, we can notice particular sensations that become salient. And we might make a soft mental note of them and feel them for their life, notice how they're changing. And then return to breath and body as a whole. Or perhaps move to another sensation that has caught your attention. Letting any of these particular sensations be equal anchors in the present moment. Having said that, if it feels like too much to hold in awareness, then just practice a while longer with breath and body as a whole, and keep returning there to ground. And as you feel ready, when you notice a particular sensation, or even breath and body as a whole, notice its vedana, its feeling tone. Pleasant, unpleasant, neither. And some things may be very pleasant or very unpleasant, others, well, just mildly so. There's a continuum with each of the vedanas. That's fine. So we name, say, a sensation, pulling or burning. Oh. Unpleasant. And we watch its changing nature. And then we notice another sensation. Ah, breathing. Breath in the whole body. Pleasant, pleasant. Tingling in the hands. Pleasant, pleasant. Or perhaps breathing. Oh, it's neither pleasant nor unpleasant. Ah, how about that? So noticing sensations and their vedanas and how they change, they're moving. thoughts and emotions and sounds may also show. We note those, and we may also note their feeling tones, their Vedanas. And if at any point any of this feels much too busy, then just really ground back in breath and body as a whole. Now let's take a short time and draw our attention onto pleasant sensations. So within breath and body as a whole, what shows here that's pleasant? The breathing, sensations in the hands. Letting the awareness move through different pleasant sensations or other experiences. Can we notice pleasant experiences just as they are, impermanent, changing? Perhaps, perhaps not, perhaps in a split second there's some craving, even some clinging. And we can notice this hindrance, the wanting mind. And how it feels. Remember, if you're feeling swept away by this practice, to just come back to breath and body as a whole and stabilize the attention. And now letting the awareness move into unpleasant sensations, opening to them just as they are. A cramp here, a pulling there. Unpleasant, unpleasant. Notice how these sensations too change. Noticing if not liking and aversion and second arrows come charging forward, perhaps very quickly, with anything unpleasant. And we open to that hindrance, the not wanting aversive mind. There it is. Feel it through the body. And as we continue to notice unpleasant sensations, experiences, always knowing, returning to breath and body as a whole, as a refuge, is available if it feels too much. Possibly noticing too if when the aversive mind shows, it flips quickly into wanting something to fix or change it, something pleasant, some diversion. Bringing compassion to whatever may show. And let's take a little bit of time now to notice the neither pleasant nor unpleasant sensations. And because they're neither pleasant nor unpleasant, they can often go under the radar. Although possibly the breathing may have felt neither pleasant nor unpleasant for you, and you could notice that. And there are other little places in the body that we often don't notice, like just underneath the chin. Or the earlobes, or the underarms. So noticing the neither pleasant nor unpleasant sensations, feel into them and notice what happens to the mind with it. Do we get lost? Do we go into oblivion, delusion? Do we fade into sloth and torpor? Do we get restless and worried, just not enough stimulation? Does doubt creep in? So practicing with the neither pleasant nor unpleasant. With attention on the neutral experiences, that feeling tone may shift. Feeling tone too is impermanent. The attention may make it pleasant or unpleasant. Notice. And then what happens next? Without judgment, we're simply learning how the mind works. It's not my mind or your mind, it's the mind. It's how it works. And coming to breath and body as a whole, grounding there. And letting the awareness from there open to the play of all the different sensations and experiences, noting them, noting their Vedana, watching them change, watching if any hindrance arises. Noticing feeling tone is a pivot point in our practice. It's a pivot point in our practice where there's the possibility, if we've gone into wanting, not wanting, or any of the hindrances, that through the awareness itself, transformation and awakening can happen. And we move away from suffering and dukkha. And in this last minute, simply bring the awareness into breath and body as a whole and feel into it. and notice its changing nature and Vedana, the changing Vedana. And just abide here.